He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
One of the things that I'll never forget in terms of how it feels to dive in Dunedin when you get your head underwater, it's when you drink or eat ice cream too fast and you instantly get a headache. That's how it feels like to submerge your face underwater and go down initially. So that's a feeling that's always stuck with me, and how I describe it is refreshing.
Kia ora and welcome to Our Changing World. Ko Clare Kincannon naho. Ice cream headaches, definitely refreshing. Especially when you're used to warmer waters.
Kia ora, Bulavinaka. My name is Namrata Chand, or most people call me Nam, and I come from the tropical islands of Fiji all the way to cold and beautiful Dunedin.
Nam is in her third year of her PhD in marine science at the University of Otago. Her work has been focused on a specific kind of endemic red seaweed. Called Adam's Yellow Chauvinny, it's found in soft sediment in the Otago Harbour. Now, not much is known about Adam's Yellow Chauvinny, but Nam thinks it might play important roles in the harbour ecosystem, taking up nutrients and providing habitat for other seaweed species and marine creatures. She wants to figure out where in the harbour, and under what conditions, it likes to grow, as well as how its growth changes throughout the year and what other species of seaweed are found with it. I catch up with her midway during one of her autumn sample collection days at the dock at the Portobello Marine Lab.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
No, thanks for coming. We're just going to swap some gear.
Nam and her team have already been out this morning, and she steps off the boat in a real thick dive suit with a set of bags filled with seaweed. These are the samples they have just collected, so I follow her to the tank room where the samples will be stored in seawater for now.
These have just come fresh, and these are catch bags we use for collections. And you can see just gooey black mud or silt. So this is what I call soft sediment, and people wouldn't expect much to grow in those conditions, but actually you'd be surprised quite a lot does. So this is the red seaweed that I study, and this is named after New Zealand. She was a New Zealand phycologist and botanical illustrator, Nancy Adams. So she was a woman in science and, I suppose, pioneer for women in phycology. Phycology is the study of seaweed. So Louise Phillips, who was another scientist, named the seaweed in honor of her because her surname was Adams, so hence Adams Yellow. And yeah, I've had people tell me it looks like crispy bacon blades.
And I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. And what I've been finding is, depends where we get it from, the blades are different. So some sites will have really thick, big seaweeds and other sites will have thinner ones.
So each bag has come from a specific place and it's got its own little label that you're tying on now.
Yeah, yeah.
We head back to the dock where the rest of the crew have been getting ready for round two, by tucking into the homemade banana bread that Nam has brought.
Build this stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
In here.
Snacks in the bag.
Yeah.
Bill Dixon is our skipper for the day. Nam has been collecting samples herself this morning, but this afternoon, Will Pinfold and Joe Curtis are going to be the divers. We speed off into the harbour closer towards the city of Otaputi. Nam has divided the harbour into three sections, outer, mid and inner. And she samples seaweed from these three sections each season. While they've spent a busy morning collecting in the mid-harbour around Portobello, this afternoon we are headed towards the inner harbour, to sites that Nam and Bill already have marked on a map.
We've got four sites here, Claire, and we come back to those exact four every season. So what Bill just read out was the GPS coordinates of those sites to confirm if we're on the right spot. And once we get to it, we drop a lead with a buoy down with the tape to mark where we'll start diving.
Rightio, Nam.
Yeah.
So here.
It's all hands on deck. Joe and Will are doing checks on their equipment before the dive, and after she drops the buoy with the tape over the side, Nam organises 5 label catch bags, quadrats, and a little clipboard with random numbers on it for them.
Team Former in the water.
What's that?
I think it's Former in the water.
I'm not surprised.
Sweet, good to go. Good to go.
The water we're over is not particularly deep, but it's a grey day and the water has a dark green opaqueness to it. As they first start to descend, we can see the outline of Joe and Will's light grey air tanks and yellow flippers, but very quickly they're out of sight. Nam explains exactly what's going on under the water.
What they're doing is we've put a tape from the boat and they're going to swim along the tape, and the bags are labelled with random numbers. And so they're going to swim along that tape, find that number, say the first number is 5, and they're going to put the quadrat on the tape once they find number 5, like a treasure hunt, and then harvest with their bare hands, just pick, grab all the seaweed within that square quadrat and put it in a bag. So they'll repeat that at 5 places along.
The 30-meter tape.
Yep, the 30-meter tape, yep.
Joe and Will are quick at their work and soon are climbing back on board with bags full of seaweed goodies and one unwelcome surprise.
Was there an area?
So there's one quadrat that had quite a bit of rock in it.
Yeah.
That was the one that had the...
Yeah. This is an invasive seaweed that we're finding within the samples that we're collecting, which was a bit unexpected because they're mostly at large rocky reefs, Andaria, but yeah, now we find that it uses the red seaweed that we collect as a holdfast to grow as well.
We head off to the next site. This one is close to the east side of the inner harbour, and with the Portobello Road winding along the edge, we can hear traffic in the background. Nam learned to dive in the clear waters of Fiji, where you can normally see quite a long way. This part of Otago Harbour is not like that.
So this side, when I first dove this, I lost my dive buddy immediately once we went underwater because it's really hard to see anything in these conditions. It's very silty at the bottom, and then just the water in general is very hard to see. If I extend my arm underwater, I could barely see where my fingertips are. There was one diver, Niall, he described that when he came out of this dive, he just wanted to go have a shower because all that silt made him feel so dirty.
But the red algae is living there.
Yeah, that's right. The red algae still manages to colonize or, I suppose, survive in those conditions.
We take a peek in some of the bags that have come back so far.
We've got some seagrass, we've got Adam's yeller, and so in terms of the inner harbour, I don't see that many species, like different types, and generally I find low biomass or numbers in this area as well. Adam's yeller is basically the seaweed that I chase, or the star of the show that I'm after. It's the dominant soft sediment macroalgae within Otago Harbour. And other species, it provides great habitat for other things to grow on it and live within, from animals to other seaweeds, yeah.
That's the work for later, sorting the seaweed that has been collected into the different species and weighing them to get biomass data. For now, we have our last site to get to. Again, Nam pulls out a bag to have a quick look, but this one is covered in black silty goo, which quickly gets all over her hands.
So after, I'm just going to wash it to get rid of all their goo. Let's see what's left over. So that's the seaweed, Adam's yeller. I've noticed that they grow in terms of size. They're smaller here and thinner blades, but you can still see there's sea stars living in it. And even though it's just covered in silt at the moment, there's still seaweed in there. Oh.
And you said this is a major habitat for here in Otago Harbour.
Yep.
But do you find it in other places?
So you find it The species Adamsiella chauvini in particular, you found it throughout the South Island. So we've gone down to Fiordland and Stewart Island in search of this species, and we found it in Stewart Island and Fiordland as well. And those have been my opportunistic collections. For example, when Bill's taking the Polaris down there and we're on a research trip, I'm able to go look for these. But in terms of really being able to zoom in and understand patterns better, we've chosen Otago Harbor because it's much easier for monitoring every season. And there are other species of Adamsiella. So there's another one that grows in Wellington, in Evans Bay, or in the North Island. So the North and South have the same genus, so Adamsiella, but just different species.
And why focus on this one? Why put so much care and attention into monitoring this one?
So in terms of seaweeds in Otago Harbour, especially in soft sediment, it's a largely ignored area because most of the seaweed work has been focused on large rocky reefs such as kelp. And Adamsiella is known or has described to be a very key species in terms of it creates habitats for lots of organisms, allowing other organisms to colonize it. And in terms of being a seaweed and its nature, it could be adding to taking up nutrients. So in my eyes, it is like the underdog of the ocean, just lying beneath in very shallow waters, but being out of sight and out of mind. And considering Adamsiella is a endemic seaweed that adds so much value by being in habitats that no other seaweed would otherwise colonize, I think it's important to be able to recognize that it's here and put a value to it for future monitoring as well.
Thanks to Namrata Chand, Bill Dixon, Will Pinfold, and Joe Curtis. This episode was produced by me, Claire Kincannon. Thanks to Justin Gregory for editing help. Sound engineering was by William Saunders. Check out the show's website at rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld. And if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Facebook or Twitter at rnzscience. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Claire Kincannon. Kia pai tō wiki.